This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Idea of North, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Thank you guys for joining us. What an incredible record that you've put together, Ballads. This is from one of your live shows, I take it, one of the favourites.
It is. It's one that we've been doing around the country for about 7 years now, and people just keep requesting the ballads. They love the ballads. And we thought, well, if they love it so much, we'd better make an album.
I'm going to call it What You Do Is Outside of the Realms of Humanity. How do individuals create a sound in such perfect unison? Tell me that there are days when it doesn't work, please.
There are days where it doesn't work. Luckily, that's usually not when we're on stage. That's why we rehearse all the time.
I've got to ask, though, you know, traditionally families have a similar note in their voices, so when they come together, siblings have that capacity for harmony that's almost genetic. But you guys are unrelated, so let's talk about how you found each other. How does the idea of North find the voices that come together with such perfection?
Well, it actually happened a very long time ago, back in the early 90s. Nick and I are the original members, and we met at the Canberra School of Music. We're all in the jazz choir there, and the original four members struck up a great friendship, and it's turned out that we so happened to have a soprano, alto, tenor and bass, which is a great combination of voices for a cappella singing, and we just did it for fun on the side as we were pursuing our own professional careers, and it became more and more popular, and then after a while we decided that we'd make it our number one commitment, and the rest is history.
Are there any songs that don't work for an a cappella arrangement, or can you kind of put your hand at anything?
Well, you can put your hand at anything, and there are things that don't work. So there are lots of people who try a lot of things, and not all of it is hugely successful. So we've all got folders on our computers of songs that we've tried to write for the group that the group has given the thumbs down to. It's a harsh world.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing, because in the creative process, you're being pretty vulnerable, bringing an idea to a table. You guys must have quite the relationship.
We do. We have to take really good care of that, because we spend a lot of time together, and music, as you said, is very personal. It's very emotional. And so the stakes are higher.
Now, as an a cappella group, you rely on the acoustics of a place. What's been the most powerful location that you've ever sung together in?
Do you know, what's funny is we just went on a cruise ship last week. We were doing a gig on a cruise ship, and we were at the bow of the boat at sunset, and there was this little sort of alcove that was formed by a glass roof, and somebody spoke in there and found that the echo was quite nice. So we just sort of gathered under there and sang one of our songs, videoed it, put it on Facebook, and it went pretty viral. So apparently that was a good acoustic space.
It's very cool. Do you do much of that sort of surprise performance a lot, or a lot of your shows, obviously the more formal ones?
A little bit of both. We love doing the flash mob thing. Not so much for the flash mob element, but just for the sheer joy of singing in unexpected and new places. Because often a concert setting, you know, there's a PA system and there's an audience there. It's all a little bit contrived in that way. But one of the wonderful things about a cappella is that you can just rock up and sing anywhere. So we do.
So maybe down at the shops you could be singing outside the cheese stand in Woolies.
We could. We haven't done that one yet.
Well, there's an idea for you. You can thank us later.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, not every idea we present is a good one. Although I'm hoping that this is a good idea this morning. So I put it to you guys a little earlier that we'd like to do a bit of a challenge. For parents listening right now, they may have heard of a book called Vegetable Glue, which is pretty much child brainwashing to eat your veggies. But the lyrics go a little bit like this. When my right arm fell off, I knew what to do. I stuck it back on with some vegetable glue. When my head rolled away, I thought it had gone, but I found it again and stuck it back on. You get the idea. You guys have got some of the lyrics for us that you're going to sing along to a Jackson 5 tune, I believe.
We are.
All right, away you go. Give it your best.
When my right arm fell off, I knew what to do. I stuck it back on with vegetable glue. And when my head rolled away, I thought it was gone. I found it again, stuck it back on. Oh, I hear you all shout, but heard quite enough. How do we make this? Well, it's not in the shop, and it's not on the deli. It's just a glue.
It's in your belly. It's in your belly.
Yeah.
It's in your belly.
Outstanding.
Maybe you can sing that down at the cheese stand as well. That was beautiful.
I reckon we'll get a new audience if we do that.
Yeah. Had you come across vegetable glue before?
Yes, I read it to my son 2 nights ago and I practiced singing it and he preferred the singing version.
The Idea of North Ballads. It's available right now at your usual outlets and download spaces. It's been fantastic to catch up, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.